Can't lie. That was nice.
That was crisp.
My day just got better, like hearing that intro.
Oh, like guarantee it.
I was complaining to you before, and fuck, I feel.
I can see you've changed.
Yeah,
you've got a sparkle in your eye now.
I brightened up a bit.
You opened the door, and I was like, "Shit,
yeah,
this guy's gonna kill me." Now
I'm chilling.
Now I'm happy.
Yeah, you feel comfortable with me now.
Way more comfortable, yeah. I don't like angry Nathan.
Yeah, he's scary.
Yeah, he's a scary guy.
Oh, bro. How was your day?
Fucking busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that time of the month. All right. Sorry. Before I forget.
That time of the month. I like that.
It really is, though.
It is.
True or false, the microwave was invented in Australia.
Oh, I know that.
Do you?
We've talked about it at work. Oh, bro, we forgot to put that there.
Oh, no. It's all right.
He can miss out today. Yeah.
Can't see him anyway.
Yeah. I want to say false.
Yeah.
It was invented in England.
Oh, it doesn't say where it was invented, but
okay.
It's not in Australia.
I'm pretty sure it was England.
Probably. It seems like some of the Poms would do.
The Poms have done a lot of shit.
Have they?
Yeah, they've invented a fair bit. Because we got
invaded a fair bit.
Oh, yeah.
So
big time.
Yeah. They have done a lot, yeah.
Yeah. One of the boys at work's Pommy. So we've had that conversation countless times.
He probably loves talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Fucking froths.
Well, we invented Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah. So, and the double flushing toilet.
Oh, true.
Which apparently saves like a crazy amount of water each year.
Does it actually?
Yeah.
Dude, I can flush my shits with the piss flusher sometimes.
Either you're not doing big enough poos or... No,
they're liquidy.
Ooh. So it's basically just flushing water down.
Yeah. There's a little bit of solids, but
hence
my colonoscopy.
Yeah, fuck. I love how we joke about colonoscopies all the time and now you're actually... getting one?
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's not your first one, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my first rodeo.
Fuck. You're prepared. They knock you out for it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's pretty lovely.
Getting knocked out?
Yeah, the stuff. I'm pretty sure they
put you on fentanyl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's fentanyl.
Fuck yeah. I want to get a colonoscopy.
I can only remember the first 5 seconds, like, before I was, like, out.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty happy.
Could imagine.
Sitting there.
I love seeing the fucking Instagram videos of when people like wake up from getting put under.
Yeah.
So good.
Dude, when I got my ACL reconstructed, like I woke up and I think because that was more of a like hefty surgery, I was on a fair bit more drugs.
Yeah.
And I've woken up like in the bed and the nurses are like checking to see if my balls still work and all that shit. They're like feeling down around my cock.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was getting turned on, eh? I started chatting them up.
How old are you?
I would have been like 17, bro. 16, maybe. Just sitting there chatting them up.
It doesn't surprise me.
They're like, oh, we got to do this to everyone. I was like, no, you're only doing that to me, eh? I'm a special.
Oh, man.
Special patient.
Getting that special treatment.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, man. That is like a... I feel like that's a lot of people's fantasies, though.
Dude, I would love to... I'd love to fuck a nurse in a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. My ex was a nurse, and...
True.
We're getting a bit kinky one night.
Ooh.
In the hospital. But she's like, no, we can't.
In the hospital? What were you doing at the hospital?
She gave me my COVID shot.
Oh, true.
And, like, she just did it at the end.
Yeah.
After everyone else had been through. So it was like pretty much just us in that room anyway. Yeah.
She's that like, would nah, be nice.
She's like, no, nah, there's cameras here and shit. I'm like, damn. Yeah,
probably fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. Can you come look at this? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Whoops.
My bad, dog.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Fucking, oh yeah, can you come look at this video, please?
Mm.
No, no, that's not me.
Yeah. It's only one Indian chick here.
Oh, fuck.
I saw a video
just
before you came. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
It was these little boys.
Pause.
I wasn't meant to come out like that.
It's all right, mate.
These little boys playing basketball on the Boston Celtics.
I saw this earlier today.
Bro.
It's crazy.
But that kid, so there's a, well, one kid hits a three-pointer. Other kid comes down, hits it from like deep, mm-hmm. like the logo nearly. And then they steal it, finishes off an alley-oop.
I thought he was going to dunk it.
So did I.
That's what it looked like.
From the picture.
Yeah, that was a bit of clickbait, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, dude, that kid towered over all those other kids, eh?
He was huge.
I was like, this cunt can't be 12.
No way.
Like,
but then the thing came out about Wemby today. He was fucking 5'10" when he was 9.
He was our height at 9.
No, we were 6 foot.
Yeah, we're less, 6 foot. Yeah, we're yeah six he foot. Was 2 inches smaller.
Yeah, which is still crazy.
He's still 2 inches smaller than me in some areas.
Oh, no, he's got a massive dong. He'd have to.
You reckon?
He'd have a long French horse cock.
He'd have to be skinny, eh?
Oh, yeah. You'd think so.
Imagine he's just got a big, wide fucking chode.
He can't.
Just a little chode, bro.
Just about, oh, a chode. I just realized you said chode. I thought you meant just like big, wide, like mandingo.
I was going to say that, but then I was like, no, fuck. Imagine he had a chode.
That'd be better.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be sick.
I reckon Chet has a chode.
Maybe. Yeah.
Actually, no. He's probably got a bigger dick than Wemby.
No way.
Yeah, for sure.
No way.
Definitely, bro.
Chet's like over 50% likely to have a chode.
I don't reckon.
Nah?
It's always the tall white boys that have the long willies.
You do prove a point.
Yeah. And he's like white.
And tall.
Yeah. And lanky.
Yeah, he's got a big dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you convinced me.
Yeah.
You've convinced me.
Whereas Wemby, he might have that little French wee-wee.
French wee-wee. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
For sure.
For sure, for sure.
Fuck, I was going to bring something up before. Oh, man, I pulled up rough after my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man.
Fucking pulled up rough. Did you drink the Bayer juice?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything?
I had two of them.
Yeah, you were pretty...
I was...
hurt at the end there.
I was blind.
Were you?
Like, literally, definition of blind.
Yeah, you were struggling to walk for a bit there.
Don't right? remember going home.
Real? Like, do you remember us walking to go to the vault?
I remember, like, starting to walk and then me being like, nah, I'm not fucking coming.
Yeah.
And then I remember you cunt singing happy birthday.
Fuck, so you gave up before then?
Before what?
Before we sung you happy birthday.
Yeah.
True.
I think so. Did I?
Actually, yeah, you were having a pit stop.
Mm.
Yeah. Had a little wrestling match.
I wasn't going to get let in anyway.
Mm.
Not a chance. I think that's what I convinced myself to leave by.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to walk all this way, not get let in and be really disappointed.
Yeah.
So I might as well go home.
And you'll probably mouth off
being... Yeah. I mouthed off to the security guard that kicked me out of the Beaufort.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get kicked out of there?
Dude, because I got let in, obviously.
Mm.
And like the security guard at the front asked me the classic, oh, how many drinks have you had, blah, blah, blah. And I did the same thing. I was just straight up, like I always am, with when I get asked that.
Yeah.
I was like, it's my birthday. Like, I've had a fair few.
Yeah.
I was like, I literally don't know how many I have, but yeah, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, just behave yourself when you go in, you'll be right. I was like, yeah, sweet. Like, all good.
Mm.
Went in, me and the missus went to the toilet, and then I think I was waiting for her to finish, like, just out the front of the toilet, and a security guard just came up to me and was like, oh, you got to go, dude. I was like,
what
the fuck? Why? He
He's like, oh, you're drunk. And I was like,
isn't that the point?
Yeah, I was like, said the same thing. I was like, it's my birthday. Mm. Like, yeah, I'm drunk. But the dude out the front just let me in. And now you're kicking me out like 5 seconds later. Like, what's the point of letting me in the first place if you're just going to come and kick me out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're just standing there doing nothing wrong.
I literally wasn't doing anything. I was just standing there. And he just come up to me. He's like, yeah, you got to go. I was like, what?
Meanwhile, you got cunts gurning in the middle of the fucking...
Literally, pit, cunts probably way more fucking buckled. Fucked up than me.
Yeah.
I was quite fucked. But, like, still. I was like, what? I can't remember what I said to him, but, like, after I said, like, a few things, he was like, nah, you've got to get out. I was fuck, whatever, cunt. And I think he, like, tried walking me out. I was like...
I can walk myself. I
was fucking stormed out. And then I had all you cunts messaging me, bro, where are you? Where are you?
Yeah.
And then you guys just like showed up out of nowhere, like not long after I'd been kicked out.
Yeah, because Mr. Marble, he went on a mission to try find you because we were like,
oh, true.
We're all up there and we're like, where the fuck is Will?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, you stay here. I'll go find him.
Yeah. He did. He found me pretty quick.
Bro, he found you quick as fuck.
Because I was literally out the front for like not even a minute, it felt like.
True.
And Connor was there.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh.
We were missing you, bro.
Yeah.
A minute's too long without you.
Literally. It's fucked. But yeah, I pulled up rough on like the Sunday. That was my birthday.
Mm.
Left hell early to go get the missus' car because she left it. And then she wanted to do, she like had organized a picnic for me, like just her and I. Got there, she set up while I fucking had a little nap on the grass. Fucking, all right, like it's all ready. I open my eyes and she's just holding a bottle of champagne for me. And I was like, oh, I guess I've got to.
Yeah. Do you have OJ?
No, it was just straight champers, eh?
Oh, early in the morning too.
It was like 8:30, yeah. Because she did say she wanted to get orange juice. So we could have mimosas.
That would have been nice.
That would have been good. Well, the champagne was still good.
Yeah.
Just fucking out of the bottle.
Oh, no, that would have wasted it.
No, I didn't spray it, but yeah. I fucking shot the fucking cork.
Fuck yeah.
It's so fun.
Make a good noise.
Yeah. It went pretty far as well.
Fuck yeah.
There was fucking people doing like a yoga class across the other side. I should have tried to fucking peg one of them.
Yeah, bro.
That would have been good.
Like a little slingshot back in the day.
But yeah.
Pardon me.
It's okay, bro.
Burped straight into the mic there.
I liked it.
It's pretty hot.
It was, yeah.
Bit of a burp fetish.
Yeah. But yeah, then just continued drinking for most of the day. Had a little nap at one point. And then...
How do you go with that? Like, having a nap while you're on the beers? And then waking up to, like, keep getting on the beers?
I can't say I've really done it that many times, to be honest.
True.
It worked out pretty good this time, but I did wake up because we set an alarm, and I woke up and I was like, oh, I could just like keep sleeping.
Because
obviously you wake up and you're not going to be sober from a 1 hour nap.
No, fuck no.
Nah.
I've heard it's like a godsend. Like, if you're...
I'm sure it is.
Having a big day on the beers, you have a nap, wake up, and you just... like rejuvenated, but
it definitely helped a bit.
Oh, dude, I'd just stay asleep, eh? I would set 5 alarms and
still sleep.
Oh, bro, I'd probably sleep through them all.
You do that often, though, don't you?
All the time.
Yeah. So when an alarm goes off, I'm like awake.
Yeah, right.
Like as soon as I'm awake, I'm awake.
It's not a good thing, eh?
Probably not, nah.
Because if I'm real tired before work one morning or something.
Yeah, which I know you've done before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, kept going.
Yeah.
Then Monday morning.
Rough.
Oh, dude. I woke up and I was like instantly fucking...
Oh. Do you have the day off or you went in?
No, I went in.
Yeah.
Did the day, but like morning, went outside, had my usual morning cig and coffee together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was chugging water for like a solid 10 minutes before going to work.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, time to go. Took one step out the door and just yacked in my mouth. Ran over to the garden. Solid 5 minutes of just...
Fuck.
And it was like all the water and the coffee that I just drunk.
Gone.
Just out. Did make me feel better, but then driving to work, I was like, oh, man, because then I was just back on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was rough at work.
It would have been.
But all the boys knew, so they just sent me out the back to paint all day.
Right. No, that's all right.
So that was a bit of a godsend.
You seem to be the paint guy.
I am now, yeah. I do too good of a job.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
I've been told so many times, don't do a good job of the jobs you don't want to do. Because they're always the shit jobs, and you'll get fucking stuck with them. But yesterday, I was more than happy to sit out the back.
Yeah, I could imagine.
I just kept sitting on the floor, fucking head in my hands.
That's brutal, bro.
It was rough.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't fucking go home.
Yeah.
Like, that's weak.
Everyone knows as well why you were going home.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
especially because I was like, openly like, fuck, I'm hungover. Like, it was my birthday yesterday. I'm fucked. Yeah. But it was all right.
Yeah.
I did come good in the afternoon.
That's always good.
Yeah. And then I made up for it today.
Hard worker.
Oh, mate.
Hard yakker.
Can't help it.
Yep. Yeah, your birthday. Got you a little surprise.
What? No, you didn't.
A little something. I wanted to get you... It's a record.
Oh, stop it.
But I really wanted to get you the Call Me If You Get Lost estate sale.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't find it.
True.
Well, I've just...
That's also expensive, cunt.
Yeah, but I knew you would never buy that. Like,
yeah.
Well, you might if you had a lot of money, but you wouldn't buy it because you already have the album.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, that'd be a good one.
True. You're too good to me.
I got you this one.
Oh, no way.
Only because I also knew you wouldn't have it.
Is that why you're fucking messaging me?
Yeah. I couldn't find that other one. But
my guy. Thank you, bro.
It's all right.
That's fucking awesome.
I knew you. Well, you said it made you feel like you wanted to dance. So I was like, oh.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Must be all right.
Cheers, man. Appreciate it.
Also, didn't want to just get you like a hip hop one that I know I like.
Yeah.
Because who knows if you like it.
Fuck yeah, that's wicked.
That's all right.
Thanks, man.
Comes with a poster too.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Midland Records.
True.
I got...
I'm surprised they had fucking Young Fathers. Because they're not...
I had a look online before I went.
True.
I
want to look at the poster. But yeah.
I got $30 worth of credit, or over 30, I think.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, from like all your fucking receipts and shit.
Yeah, buying records. Yeah, have a look at the poster.
Is it Darty?
I don't know.
Oh. But you just know it came with a poster.
The album cover is fucking cool.
It is a fucking sick album cover.
Yeah. Like when, because I had to go ask her to bring it out for me.
True.
I couldn't find them anywhere. And I didn't know where to look. Like I looked in the... Rock, alternative rock, like...
Yeah, what would they even come under?
I don't know, bro. That's what I was thinking. Like, I was like, surely it'd be a alternative, but couldn't find them there. So
could
I went...
be like trip hop.
Yeah.
Which is apparently a thing.
I don't think they've got a section for that, though.
No, I don't think so, no.
But yeah, went and asked her, and she was like... Oh, she brought it out. I looked at it and I was like, fuck, I wish I was getting that for myself. She starts like booking it up.
Cunt, this looks like a big poster.
Yeah, it's fat.
Yeah.
But yeah, she starts booking it up. And because I was looking at it, I was like, oh, give me a sec. That's for my mate. I'm going to go grab myself one. Went and got myself a...
What'd you get?
Little LP, mic record. Beware of the Monkey.
Ooh. I like the name of it.
Oh, damn.
Whoosh.
That's a huge poster.
Massive, bro. Oh, that's sick. It's the same photo, but like faded. That's dope.
Fuck yeah.
That looks like some fucking Nightmare on Elm Street shit.
It does.
That's Darty. And it's got the...
Fuck, that's a giant poster, bro.
All the lyrics on the back as well.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking oath.
That's gnarly.
Dap me up.
Dap me up.
Thanks, bro.
It's all
right. Appreciate you.
No, that's all right.
That's wicked. I know what I'm doing when I get home.
I also really wanted to get one. That's why I asked you if you'd, like, listened to the album yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this will be perfect for the recommendation.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it.
So yeah. I was like, oh, he probably doesn't remember fucking telling me about it already. Yeah. Because you're always telling me about fucking music.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I was like, oh, this would be perfect. You can put it on the wax. Fucking play it for his first listen.
Yeah. Fuck. That would be cool for a first listen.
No shit, bro.
Listen to something on wax.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, bro. What did... Speaking of music, I did listen to the album, but I did stitch myself up a little bit.
You listened to it in parts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I listened to the...
It
is a long album.
It's a long album, bro.
But so I listened to... Well, probably a few songs. I listened up to the song before Blue Collared Workers.
Yeah.
On my way home from last week's episode when you recommended it to me.
Yeah.
And I literally was driving home, like, not even paying attention to anything.
Yeah.
It was kind of just, like, white noise.
Yeah.
But the beat did catch my attention.
Yeah.
But obviously, I wasn't really listening to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Then I listened from Blue Collar Workers to... Fuck. I'm not sure what song.
Yeah.
But that was on my way to work today.
Yeah.
And then I probably only had a few songs left after that, and I listened to that on my way here.
Mm.
And then I got up to... It'll still be up, actually.
Because I was going to mention...
So I listened to it in three parts, and then in the third part of listening to it, I got up to the fourth song.
Yeah, true.
On my way here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to mention... Well, I probably should have mentioned, like, it... My first couple listens to the album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his rapping all went completely over my head.
Yeah, literally.
Like you said, it was like white noise.
The only song I paid attention to the lyrics was Blue Collared Workers.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned how it fucking, how you can relate to it.
And I was actually bumping the album yesterday.
Yeah.
And like, I was thinking about it because like I go through phases where I'm like concentrating on listening to it and not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, if I'm not actually fully concentrating on it, I miss everything in the album. Like,
yeah, which I feel like happened to me.
Yeah, which is very easy to do.
Yeah. And
it easily happened on my first couple times, but I'd heard it was like classic and whatnot. So I was like, fuck man, I've got to keep listening.
But in saying that, I could tell it's a classic, like from the beats.
Mm.
And like, because there's a bit of a cappella in there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Like those bits, and then even just like the sneaky little one-liners here and there.
Yeah.
I'm like... I can see it.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to have to listen again.
Yeah.
And, like, listen properly.
You, like, honestly, it's probably one of those albums where, like, I've never done it, but it would help to have lyrics in front of you.
Yeah.
To, like, actually, because...
Because it's not like he's rapping fast.
Nah.
Or, like, mumbling.
Nah.
Like, he's pretty clear and is pronouncing everything.
Yeah.
But, like, it still just all went straight over my head.
I think because it's so advanced as well. Like, well, because I was bumping it yesterday, man, and, like, I was really concentrating on the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're not that, like, they're deep as fuck.
But they're not complicated.
Yeah, like, the words he's using aren't, like, super high vocabulary words.
Yeah.
But, oh, fuck, man, like, the meaning behind each of the songs and whatnot.
Yeah, like, okay.
When you really concentrate on the lyrics, it makes so much sense, eh?
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
I'm going to have to listen to it when I'm not driving as well.
Because
I feel like there's a difference between listening to music when you're driving and, like, listening when you're actually trying to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. You know what I mean?
Big time.
Especially with stuff like that when there's, like, a bit more of an underlying meaning to each and every song.
Yeah.
But no, so I kind of listened, but I didn't really listen.
No, that's
in a
cool.
way. I did it, though.
Yeah. Like, you gave it a crack.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And I did still like it.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that, like, I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, but that's definitely fair with that album. I kind of like
it. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize it was, like, kind of long as well.
Yeah.
It was 1 hour and 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
It's a fair few songs.
Long as fuck, bro.
One thing I did also realize
a lot of the beats are very similar in each song.
Mm-hmm.
Like a song would end and I'd like check to see if it had finished and I'd be like halfway through a new song. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? This literally sounds the exact same.
Yeah.
Which I think might have been why I didn't go back to it for a bit. Plus, I also did kind of forget a little bit. And then I woke up this morning, I was like, fuck, I've got to finish that album.
Yeah.
I've got to keep my streak going.
Yeah, I kind of did that last night with that movie. I'm going to call it Requiem for a Dream because it sounds cooler.
All right.
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
That's a fucking movie, bro.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, probably one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie.
Like, that's what I mean. It's a great movie.
But you know how it's, like, everyone says it's one of the most disturbing movies ever?
Yeah.
I didn't find it disturbing, eh? Like, the end, obviously, was, like, a bit, like, what the fuck?
But, yeah.
Like, obviously, that was all coming. Like, yeah, you could see it coming.
Well, I think, yeah, like, the ending is what people refer to.
And the way it's filmed with, like, all the, like quick shots.
Yeah.
Like, just flashing through everything. It's, like, pretty full on. But they've done that intentionally. Like, bro, I can't get enough of it, eh? Like,
fuck, it's
a fucking awesome movie. The acting's amazing.
Have you kept thinking about it throughout the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even afterward, I was like, man, that was fucking... Halfway through, I was like, dude, this movie is fucking, like, got me right now.
Yeah, it's a great movie, man.
Like, I was into it, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like people will probably get disturbed by it because, I don't know, they're just afraid of that sort of shit, but that's just...
Well, all of it's, like, realistic.
That's what it's,
you know, just what I mean?
Real shit, like, bro.
That sort of stuff does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the whole time I was watching it, I was like, people are just getting disturbed by this because they're pussies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just real shit that actually happens.
That's what I mean. Like, it's a fucking great movie.
Dude, the fucking, like, photography or, like, videography.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like, the camera angles, bro. The fucking... Yeah. Oh.
I love because it's... I think it came out 2000.
Yeah.
And I love that era of movies where, like, it's kind of the in-between of, like, still film movies, but going into digital, so it's not like, it's like kind of faded,
yeah,
in a way, like the video. It's,
yeah,
I think the whole movie is under a filter as well though.
It, yeah, because it does, well,
a
have
lot
that
of scenes are,
yeah,
like the kind of pale, not pale blue, it's kind of like dark blue
almost. Yeah.
But yeah, who, what character's story?
I was thinking about this. Well, actually, during the movie, honestly, I reckon the mum.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that got me the most.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
The other ones, well, I mean, the black guy, he was, his story was kind of...
Yeah, that was a bit fucked.
Well, it was a bit fucked, but it was kind of like, I didn't think it was, I thought that was the best.
He just got stuck in jail having fucking heroin withdrawals.
Yeah, like
in the end.
I thought his was, like, easily the best.
Yeah.
Well,
best outcome.
Yeah. And, like, least disturbing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the mum, bro, that got, even during the movie, like, every time that scene or she would come through, I'm like,
man. Here we go again.
Yeah. Because, like, it just made me think about, like, man, what if doctors do that to my mum or...
Yeah.
Like, that sort of... Because they can do that, bro.
When you Google the movie, like, the, like, first description that comes up under it is, like, based on the mum.
Oh, true.
So I'm pretty sure she's actually supposed to be, like, the main character.
Right. Well, kind of makes sense. Like, they start the movie off with the TV show and...
Yeah.
Like, it does sort of come back to her a fair bit. But
a lot. And then, like, because it's about her son as well.
Yeah.
But then he's also kind of the main character.
Yeah. Fucking Jared Leto did an awesome job, bro.
Very good job. Like, he lost a shit ton of weight for that role, though.
He would have had to, bro. He looked weak, like, even through the face and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
looked drained, bro.
Bro, giving me goosebumps right now thinking about it. Like,
that bit's also disturbing, the fucking, when he starts getting the thing on his arm.
Oh, bro, that's disgusting.
And
eh?
They do, like, the close-up of the needle going into it. It's like, what?
Yeah. I was like, when he was doing that, I'm like, bro, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
No, he needed he needed that hit, bro.
Yeah, because what'd he say? He's like, oh, I just need to blow it up. Get some of this shit in it. I'll be all good.
That's when they're in the car, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, bro, just use the other fucking arm.
Literally. Oh.
But the other thing with the mum that made me, like, just made me feel uncomfortable was the fact that she didn't know the drugs were fucking her up. Like,
yeah, she,
with the others, they're doing the drugs willingly.
Yeah.
But she...
she had no idea
yeah.
what it was doing to her.
And it was fucking her up.
She
and
was just happy she was losing weight.
Yeah, and she was fucking blitzed on Dexys all day.
The bit where, like, the son goes over and, like, realizes her teeth chittering. And he's like, what is he? He's like, are you on uppers?
Yeah.
She's like, no, they're weight loss pills. And he knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, tries telling her and she's still just like, oh, but I've lost fucking 40 pounds.
Yeah, and she's like, how do you know so much about this?
Yeah.
When, like, how do you know more about this than doctors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Did you also realize the ending where they show where each character ended up and they're all in a bed of some sort?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
And it ends with them going into the fetal position. Like, yeah. Each one of them, they each go to their side and curl up.
Yeah.
That's to, like, symbolize that they're, like, missing the warmth of their mothers.
Right.
Because they've all ended up in fuck positions.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I did notice that, like, well, especially with the black guy and, like, the girl who just got her heroin. She's, like, hugging it.
Yeah, on the got couch. Her heroin from getting fucking...
double-ended dildoed.
Fucking ass to ass.
Ass to ass, yeah.
Ass to ass. That part's quite fucked as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, man, this bitch is just... like, she just wants the heroin.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Which oh, also...
I probably shouldn't say that. So, yeah, so she probably had one of the easiest endings. In, well, not really. Because, like, her addiction got so bad that she's willing to do that.
That's the thing, like, I sort of thought about it and I was like, man, she'd done that to herself.
Yeah.
Like, she got herself that addicted to it.
And she didn't have to go to old mate's place in the first instance.
No.
And then she decided to go back as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
So.
Like, when she decided to go back.
Yeah.
I was like, man, like, you
doing
gotta,
it to yourself.
Yeah, you gotta come in, bro.
Yeah.
You've done this, what, 2 times now?
Yeah, literally.
And you've felt shithouse every time.
Yeah.
But you still fucking
I guess
trying
that's
to get your...
what addiction does, though.
Yeah. But, oh, man. Like, that is a fucking movie. I loved it.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I fucking loved it.
It's one of those ones, though, where, like... well, for me, anyway. Like, I've only watched it twice.
Yeah.
Like, I've really gotten to be in the mood to watch it. Because I actually, like, want to watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually take it in and
yeah.
not just, you know, go on your phone every now and then. And
yeah.
I couldn't, like, go on my phone or anything. Like,
did you watch it on the telly?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
I feel like I can see it better on my phone, eh? Because I can hold it, like, up to my face.
True, because your eyes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, have you seen my TV in my room?
It's pretty old, isn't it?
It's old, but it's fucking massive.
Yeah.
I sit on the end of my bed when I play video games and shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like
yeah,
maybe fuck. Half a meter from the TV, a meter.
Fucking hell, your eyes would be bugging out.
Yeah. So when I sit on the couch,
that's
bro,
basically like going to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I sit on the couch, I like can hardly see the TV.
True. Oh, well, that's fair enough then.
Maybe I've fucked my eyes myself. It wasn't my brain.
It's probably both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To be honest. But nah, fuck, should we, do you have a recommendation for me already?
I do. Right. I was going to do the old draw it out of a hat, but I listened to this album yesterday and today, so I kind of forgot about it. I was like, fuck, this album is good, man. And I reckon you'll like it. Alchemist produced the whole album. Billy Woods in his duo called Arm and Hammer.
Yeah.
So that's with E Lucid as well. I couldn't pick up on any times E Lucid was rapping though.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it just goes over my head or not.
Yeah.
But the album's called Haram.
Mm-hmm.
Look up the cover now.
Haram.
Yeah. It's called Haram. Production by The Alchemist. Fuck, a lot of songs don't actually have any swearing in it, I don't think.
Oh. I know the album cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. No, I haven't. I've gone to listen to it many times.
True.
And never have.
It's fucking amazing, bro.
Like, good album.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah. Well, judging by the fucking photo, I bet it is. That was a good save.
It was. Yeah, it's pretty dark. Like, one of his bars. What is it? Oh, man. I actually really want to find this now. Can I use your phone?
Yeah.
It's like...
Just don't drop it this time, right?
I'll try not to. I picked up on it today.
Yeah.
Oh, pray.
I'm glad you did give me that because I genuinely have... Like, it's come up in my recommended heaps of times.
Oh, dude.
And I'm pretty sure I have listened to songs from it before.
You gotta listen. It's got an Earl Sweatshirt feature too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that. Indian Summer.
I'm gonna unravel my recommendations from the ones you didn't pick out.
Okay, bro.
Because I haven't fucking thought of any.
That's okay, bro.
That's a good one.
So Billy Woods, he raps for me.
Billy Woods, he raps.
He fucking raps. You understand me? For me, music and writing. No connections, no car, no money, no bankroll, no clothes, no nothing. All I had was the will and the love for music. I swore vengeance in the seventh grade, not on one man, the whole human race.
Jesus.
Bro, like, that sounds fucked up.
Yeah.
And when you're listening to it,
yeah,
it sounds pretty fucked up, but his delivery, like, the way he says it.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, bro, it's insane.
Fuck yeah. Because I did do a little dive into Billy Woods not long ago.
Yeah, yeah. He's fucking...
Yeah, he's fucking good.
He's like...
Because, yeah, one of my mates recommended him to me. And I listened to a little bit of it with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, this sounds like Earl Sweatshirt, kind of.
Yeah.
And then, oh, we talked about this, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Because then didn't Earl Sweatshirt say that he... was inspired by Billy Woods,
yeah,
at like one point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And I would say Billy Woods is like this generation's MF Doom.
True.
Like that's how much of a...
That's a big call, bro.
Yeah. That's how much of an underground king like he is. Like, because he's purposely... Like, you'll never see his face. Well, you might, but you'll never really see his face or anything. Like, no one really knows who he is. But he's just, like, releases music and somehow people know about it. Like, doesn't really promote himself or anything, promote his music.
Puts it out, lets other people find it.
Yeah.
That's always the best music.
Always top tier.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm keen.
Yeah.
I'll actually listen to this one properly.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll make you listen to it properly.
Yeah, cool.
Those Alchemist beats will tickle you.
Yeah, they always do.
Oh, they do.
They tickle me in all the right places.
I was thinking about it today. Fucking, I pretty well only listen to, well, not only, but most music I listen to is Alchemist produced.
You do listen to a lot of Alchemist.
He's the best, man.
He is.
He's a
He's my favourite producer.
Yeah.
Actually, Tyler, the Creator is.
Fair call.
Yeah. Sorry.
But no, he's a goat, man. Alchemist.
He is. He's good.
Yeah. I love him.
I don't know what to pick for you.
Do you want me to pick?
Oh.
Pick out of your hand.
Because there's a lot on here that I'm like, so good.
Yeah. You don't know what one to pick.
Nah. And they're all very different from each other.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe I'll let you pick.
Okay. Do you want my hat?
Yeah, Chuck's your hat. I won't scrunch them up as small this time.
Thanks, bro.
last time I wanted you to get Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
But this time I'm like, I don't know what one I want him to get. There's one that I prefer you don't.
Okay, I'll try not to get that.
Which I've watched for the first time the other week.
True.
And it's a little bit slow.
Okay.
But like, if you get that one, then pick again.
Okay.
Actually.
The Green Book.
All right, that's a good one.
Okay. This is the one with the actor from Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, the dark dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, true story, this one.
Is it?
Yep. So, it's based on... I'm not sure if he's the first, but he's one of the first famous black pianists.
Right.
And, like, I'm pretty sure he was a doctor as well. And he was big at the time where black people were still, like, slaves.
Okay.
But then, so he's in like that in between because he's famous. He's going around on a massive tour, playing in all these rich white people houses and playing for stadiums and arenas.
Yeah.
Like insane piano player.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head, like the piano player's name.
But the piano player's a real person.
Yeah, the whole story is real.
Yeah.
And the Green Book is what back in the day dark people would use to find hotels to stay in when they were traveling.
True.
Like dark people hotels.
Yeah.
So
they weren't allowed in.
Yeah. So the story is this piano player is going on a tour and he needs someone to drive him on the tour.
Right.
Just him and a driver. So he finds a New York Italian guy somehow who's like a bouncer for casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
Just hard as a rock sort of motherfucker who also isn't the biggest fan of dark people at first. Well, not the biggest fan, doesn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the whole movie is this white dude and this dark dude driving, going on these tours, and they end up being best friends, obviously.
Yeah.
He ends up standing up for him and they teach each other different things. It's a fucking beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Like, I cried at the end of it the first time I watched it.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's really good.
Yeah, right.
And so before they start the journey, the driver gets given this Green Book. It's literally called the Green Book. So he knows where to take him and stuff like that. But yeah, great movie.
Sounds cool.
Great movie. I think you'll like it because it's music.
Yeah.
And it's a true story, which I find true story movies are always better.
Yeah. Well, they just hit a bit harder.
They hit a lot different.
As you're watching it, you're like, oh, this is all based on real shit.
Like, yeah, like, obviously, everything gets dramatized in true story movies.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of have to.
It's got to.
But it's a good one. I think it came out, like, 2017. So it's not super old.
Mm.
But, yeah, it won awards and stuff. Like, good movie.
Fuck yeah.
And you get to see a lot of piano playing.
Yeah, right.
Which is always sick.
I love some good piano.
Yeah, it's good.
Black Man on the Keys never went wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he fucking kills.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if it's actually the actor playing the piano, because I know a lot of actors who, like, get the role of an old musician. They'll, like, actually learn how to play the instrument.
Mm.
And most actors can sing as is.
Yeah.
But they, like, really get into the personality of who it is.
Yeah.
Because this dark dude is, like, very upper class and posh.
Right.
You could say. But yeah. It's one of my all-time favourites. I've seen it many of times.
Yeah, right. Yeah. True. Okay. I'm keen.
I think it's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit longer.
That's solid length for a movie, I reckon.
Yeah, no.
2 hours.
I reckon. And it's funny as well.
Oh, cool.
Like, it's a mix of, like, funny, drama.
Gotcha.
Like, bits that, you know, will hit you.
Fuck yeah.
It's a fucking good movie, man.
I'm keen.
And then the ending's just, like, feel good as well.
Okay. Daddy. Yeah. I had a thought pop into my head.
Mm.
Do you reckon, like, obviously there's talent behind it in singing.
Mm.
But it could also be, because you know how you said like most actors can sing. I feel like it could also be just being confident to use your voice in that way. Like, because you have to use a lot of inflection. Like, it takes a fair bit. And well, I know for one, I'm not really getting up and singing in front of people.
Oh, fuck no, me either. Because
I'm not confident at all.
Unless I'm blasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And at a club or something.
Yeah.
Where no one's really paying attention.
But, I don't know, that's just a thought that popped into my head.
I think everyone can sing.
Yeah.
Not everyone's good at it. But I feel like, because obviously singers have practiced a lot.
Exactly.
To, like, how to use their voice and all sorts of fucking jazz.
Yeah. You've got to be pretty confident to, like, inflect your voice in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Probably also depends on who you're performing to.
That's true.
Because there's a lot of singers that I hear and I'm like, that voice is annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
How does anyone listen to this?
That's true.
But then they'll do a tour called Eras and it's the highest paid fucking tour in the world.
Who are you talking about?
Taylor Swift.
What was her tour called?
Eras. Eras. Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Like E-R-A-S. Like Eras.
Ah, true. I'm not too up to date with T-Swizz.
I saw a crazy thing on Bleacher Report today, though.
Okay.
Since she went to the first fucking football game of her new fucking hubby.
Yeah.
Out of, like, literally, like, the date she's gone. Because I think she makes merch for them.
Yeah, right.
Or designs merch or something.
What the fuck do T-Swizzle know about clothes?
For real, though.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was, like, literally just from her being at the games. The clothing and shit, and there was, like, two other things. She's generated, like, $350 million for the club or something.
I did say something
and
like
that. And that was since September.
Yeah. Just for dating
just for
one of the players.
Dating one of the players. How crazy is that?
That's an insane amount of Swifties.
Heaps of Swifties. There's probably literally people that don't know anything about NFL that just go for the fact that Taylor Swift's probably going to be there.
Yeah. And they cop a Travis Kelce fucking jersey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I would.
Yeah. Bit of a hunk.
Isn't he Aussie?
He might. Oh.
I'm pretty sure he is because he's brothers with that other dude.
Yeah, he might be. I wonder if he's a good player.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
I think he's really good, yeah.
True. Yeah, she can't be dating no bum.
Nah,
some
definitely
bench
not.
Warmer or some shit. Backup QB.
Is he a quarterback?
I don't know.
He's a tight end.
Oh, yeah,
whatever
big boy.
That means.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
I'm pretty sure tight ends are pretty big. Maybe.
He looks like decent. I'm pretty sure he's Australian.
Not checking.
Will Travis attend Taylor Swift's Australia? What nationality is? I don't know. He's American.
Yeah.
I fucked that up.
Fuck you, Travis.
I swear I thought he was Australian.
I thought I heard something about that too.
That's embarrassing that he's not, dude.
Yeah,
fuck. Like, I really liked him until now.
Same.
All right, I'm finding this stat. Okay. 331.5 million dollars equivalent brand value Taylor Swift has generated for the NFL and Chiefs. This includes print, digital, radio, TV, highlights, and social media since the first game she attended in September.
Which probably can't all be attributed to her.
You wouldn't think so, but it'd be a big part of it.
It would have to be a big part.
If you think, because I'd be comparing it to like whatever fucking thing they'd compare it to and be like, well, this happened since she was attending games.
It'd be a big factor.
Plus, that's crazy though.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that's fucking insane, dude. That amount of money just for one person being in a relationship with someone is
who'd
stupid.
They're probably going to break up.
Oh, yeah, and she's going to make an album about him.
Yeah. And then that will make herself like $331 million.
Yeah, and she won't care.
No. She won't even care a little bit.
I wonder how much money she's got.
A lot. I'm pretty sure she's
like the highest paid celebrity in the past year.
Yeah. Like, she sells out fucking arenas and shit.
Mm.
Everywhere.
I don't get it.
It's not that good, bro. She releases albums with the same fucking songs on them.
Literally, we've ranted about this so many times.
Have we?
On here, yeah. A few times.
Trey. Yeah. Sorry, T-Swizzle fans, but...
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, she has bangers. Some.
Shake it off.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a bit of a banger.
But, like, I don't go out of my way to listen to it.
No, and it's
not. If it comes on the radio or in a club, I'm fucking...
You're shaking it
off. I'm shaking it off.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You would have been shaking it off on Saturday if you didn't get kicked out.
Yeah, I would have been, yeah. Feeling 22.
Oh, man.
Are you sweating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm sweating my fucking balls off.
I had a swamp ass today.
Ooh. Yeah. Really?
Man, I used to get picked on at cricket training because I'd always get swamp ass. I'm like, man, how do you... You guys are the weird ones. Your assholes don't sweat.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because...
I get a pretty sweaty bum.
Oh, dude. Well, you think about it. It's two fucking, like, fat bits of skin.
Rubbing up against each other.
Yeah, it's going to get hot in there.
Yeah.
It's going to sweat.
Like, especially if it's in some pants.
Maybe just no one had that fatty like me.
You were pretty thick in high school.
I had an ass, bro.
Yeah, you had a dumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had them fucking... I had big quads too.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy with them.
Yeah, I was really happy with them. Just kidding, bro.
I remember... Fuck, what'd I do? Pretty sure I was doing like 200 kegs on the leg press when I was gymming in like year 12.
Yeah, true.
I was like, fuck, man, I feel like a beast. 5 plates on there.
Hell yeah.
Rapping.
Fuck. I miss those days. I still haven't been to the gym in fucking a while.
I went yesterday, bro, for the first time in a week, I would say.
Struggle?
No, I felt great. Like, I mean, it was a struggle because I've been off the creatine as well.
Mm.
So, like, I don't have that little bit of extra strength.
That little bit of extra oomph.
Mm. So I had to put the weight down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not too much, only 5-10 kilos. Oh, only 5, really.
That's all right.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
But felt fucking awesome. Like halfway through, I was like, man, I'm feeling great right now.
When you do take a bit of a break and get back, you're like, oh, why'd I ever stop?
No shit. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, man, why'd I like stop going for a couple of weeks?
Yeah. It does just happen sometimes.
Life gets the better of you.
It does, yeah. That's just our lives at the moment.
That tickled me.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, dude. I need to take these sunnies off. But look how foggy they are.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's just paint. Don't worry about that.
I like it better. I can see your gorgeous eyes.
My blue eyes.
Your bright blue eyes.
Oh, man.
Can I pinch your filter?
Yeah. You most certainly can. Kind, sir. Oh, there you go.
Bye. I'll give you a couple after.
It's all right. I've got another packet here.
Oh, you're holding out on me?
Yeah. I'll give you the one that's nearly empty.
Yeah. All the fucking soft, squashed ones.
Yeah, that's why I stopped using them. Sorry, bro.
It's all right, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, I'm drinking a beer right now. But I think I'm going to have to chill out on the beers during the week.
Yeah.
I probably say this every week.
No, not every week.
It's been a busy few months, though.
It has.
Been flat out.
Well, just this time of year as well.
Mm.
Like, man, December, January, always pretty flat out.
Yeah. Especially summer, too.
Mm.
And that's usually after summer it starts. Like, when it gets into the colder months is when things kind of start to mellow out a bit, I feel like.
Chill out big time.
Yeah.
I'm keen to get back on that, like, winter gym grind.
Yeah, that was good last year.
I loved that last year.
That was real fun.
Trackies to the gym, bro.
Oh.
I love
yeah,
wearing
I do
trackies
miss
in
that,
the gym.
Yeah. Wear a pump cover.
Yeah, bro. Wear a jumper for a bit. Take it off. T-shirt.
Then take that off. Got the singlet on.
Got the wife
Then you
beater.
Take the singlet off.
Or the wife beater for the first... I wore the wife beater for the first time yesterday.
Yeah. How'd you feel?
Well, I felt fat, like I told you. Like,
well, they're quite tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I put it on when I bought it before that party.
Mm.
I was like, man, I can't wear this in the gym. Like, I feel fat as fuck. People are going to be looking at me like, damn, this guy got a gut. Like,
nah, you just got to suck in.
Yeah, well.
It's an ab workout.
Then I put it on yesterday. And I looked in the mirror. I was like, well, I still did kind of feel fat.
Yeah.
But I looked in the mirror. I was like, bro, you look like skinny.
Normal. Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
And then in the gym, bro.
Comfort?
Wearing it. Oh, I felt like a G. I felt so good.
I'm glad you understand now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and how you said you like feeling thick.
Yeah.
Like, I felt thick in the gym wearing it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm like, bro, oh, this feels fucking sick. Like,
I need to
back pump was popping.
Yeah. It does make your pump look a bit better, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to get out of the habit of, like, wearing a wife beater out, though.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing either, but, like, if I wear it, like, not out, well, out, but, like, during the day, if I'm going, like, to the shops or something, I get some pretty dirty looks, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Mm. It's mainly in Kalamunda, and, like, I walk past an older citizen, and they kind of give me that, like, bit of a stank eye.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
True.
Mm.
Fuck. Because I wore mine into the shops. Well, I mean, it's only one time compared to the thousands that you've done it. But
yeah,
wore it in. Well, actually, no, I'm not even gonna say it. I don't notice fuck all when I'm walking around, bro. I don't see people.
Yeah, true.
Like,
a good thing.
I don't notice shit.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if someone was looking at me funny or not.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty chill.
Apart from when you're in the gym and people are taking videos of you.
Yeah, well, that's when I actually look around at people and, like, just gaze around the gym.
Have a little.
Yeah, bro.
Stargaze.
Got to have something to fill the time.
Yeah, you do, actually. I'm keen for these fucking 11, 12-hour days to stop at work. It's starting to take a toll.
It does.
Like, I was going good with it for the... I think this is my fourth week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It'd be around there where you start crashing.
Like, this morning, I didn't start at fucking 5 on Monday.
Yeah.
Because I went to bed pissed. I was like,
no chance.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Started at 5 today. And I was well rested. I had a big sleep last night, which was clutch.
Yeah.
But still, my alarm going off at 4, I was like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's so unhealthy.
It's...
like, it can't be anywhere near good for you.
Because you'll get a good night. Like, you can go to sleep at 8, get your 8 hours...
yeah.
And your alarm will still go off and you'll still feel real tired.
That's what happened this morning. I went to sleep at like 8:15 yesterday.
Yeah.
Or last night. And got that alarm going off at 4, I still woke up and was like, did I even just fucking sleep?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, because normal days I get up at 5 anyway.
Mm.
Like, it's 1 hour difference, but it does make a fucking difference.
Yeah. Well, just the difference from getting up when the sun's like not up.
Yeah.
When the sun's up.
Because literally now as well, like, the sun doesn't get up until I've been at work for like 15, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't come up to a bit after 5 these days.
Which makes me sad.
Oh, it does.
I love it when you wake up for work and the sun's already up. It's like, all right, I'm actually meant to be awake now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Nothing worse than in winter. We got our head torches on till fucking 7:30.
I just remember, like, at one of my old jobs, working 6 till 6, so doing during winter.
So rough.
And you'd be working for like an hour and a bit, sometimes even 2 hours in midwinter in the dark, and then you're going home and the sun's down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sick. I've been at work.
My whole day.
Literally the entire day.
Yeah. Because we do that. Fuck, we do it in November. True, so
it's kind of getting to that stage where...
like, it's light out, but because we start at 5, so it's still...
bit dark.
Like, dark for an hour or so. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not that long, 30 minutes. And then... but we're still waking up at night, and then we're knocking off at, like, 6:30, 7 some days.
about when the sun's going down.
Yeah. And you're driving home.
Sometimes it's nice, though, when it's a nice sunset and you're driving home. It's like, fuck yeah.
Feels pretty good.
Yeah. Same as in the morning, actually, when there's a nice sunrise and you're driving to work. It's like, kind of, it puts you in that good mood.
I love getting to work and, like, our car park's here and it's facing the driving range and the sunrise is, like, over the driving range.
Ooh, that's nice.
When I hop out my car, I'm like, oh, nice little...
Do you take photo?
Pretty sunset. Yeah, I used to send them to my ex. Be like,
yeah,
you're pretty like the sunset.
I still do. Like the sunrise. I do that with my missus now.
Yeah.
Not every day. I need to start doing it again.
It's a staple, bro.
Yeah. But like, I'll send it to her. Be like, this isn't as beautiful as waking up next to you, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bro. It's a staple. So cringe. Man. Oh, it's just, you got to do it, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because even if, like, you say it kind of in, like, a joking, cringe way, it's still, like...
Still cute.
It is cute, yeah. Yeah.
I reckon it's cringe.
You don't?
Nah.
I think it's a little bit cringe, but...
I stand on it.
Good on you, dude.
Yeah. I love the little sunrise
piece. Yeah. It is good, actually, yeah.
Man.
My eyes are stinging, dude.
Yeah, he... Blinking pretty hard.
Yeah, I've got sweat in them.
Oh, that hurts.
It does.
You didn't have sunscreen on today, though.
No. Oh, that would have been bad.
I make that mistake so much. Putting sunscreen on my forehead when I've got a cap on.
Ooh.
Like, it's not going to get burnt anyway.
Yeah, true. But you just need it on your face, really.
Yeah, just under my eyes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will just go into my eyes and...
Actually, I never put it on my forehead. I just go eyebrows down. Because I wear a cap as well at work.
Yeah.
But I do make the mistake on these fucking hot days, because I'm still working inside the workshop. But if I do have to go outside to like go on the wash pad or something, and because I'm obviously quite pale and white, even if I'm out there for like over 5 minutes, I'll get a little bit crispy.
Really?
So it's almost worth me putting on sunscreen, even if there's a chance I'm not going outside once.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
You are pretty white, though.
Oh, I'm white as hell.
Yeah. You're a real white boy.
I am, yeah.
White boy can jump, though.
Oh, yeah. Who said white man can't jump?
Yeah.
Oh, that needs to be a recommendation for you one day.
White man can't
jump. Yeah, the original one, though, not the Poxy Jack Harlow one.
I forgot about that, bro.
Yeah, that I've still not watched.
No way. Oh, that's fucked.
I didn't hear one single good review about it, eh?
Nah.
Yeah.
Everything I read about it was...
Yeah. I heard it was terrible. Movie. But the original, bro.
Good.
So good. Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. I don't know if you know either of them.
I've heard of both.
Oh. It's so good.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's actually surprisingly long.
Right.
For like the kind of movie it is.
Because it's like a funny movie, right?
Yeah, like it's a comedy.
Yeah.
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 But it's so good.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be keen.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Pops up in the recommendation.
Oh, it'll pop up.
It'll pop up.
It's good I've got you watching Green Book.
Okay.
It's a bit of a switch up from what I've gotten you to watch.
A few serious movies in a row.
Yeah, somewhat serious, yeah. Pulp Fiction isn't really serious, is it?
I was going to say with Pulp Fiction,
like,
because I was thinking about it, and I forgot to say it in the last episode, I feel like it's more about the messages, like, behind it rather than the actual... lot and what's going on in the movie, like, oh man, it was really fresh in my mind last week, but I just forgot to talk about it, so I can't really remember like certain examples, but like I remember watching certain scenes or like a certain character development might happen or some shit like that,
yeah,
and like it would have a meaning behind it and I'd kind of pick up on it.
Yeah,
I'd be like, man, this is like kind of more about the meanings.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, behind...
Yeah. Character development is a big thing in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's like, the meanings. That's the way
I put it. It'll come back to you next week, and you'll be like...
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it again during the week.
Yeah, do it. After Green Book.
Yeah.
You got to watch Green Book first.
I'll put that top of the list.
That might be on Netflix. I feel like the last time I watched it was on Netflix.
I don't know why. No, it wasn't
too long ago.
I had a gut feeling that it was on Netflix, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is type of thing to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, especially not a newer movie. Yeah. It's not a Netflix movie, though.
Right. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Enjoy fuck those then. Movies.
I hate them.
None of, well, the occasional good one comes out here and there, but majority of the time they're pretty fucking ass.
I don't know if I've seen a good one, hey.
Leave the World Behind. Well, it wasn't really even the best movie, to be honest.
Yeah, like it was alright.
It was good.
But I feel like it could have been better.
Could have been a lot better, yeah.
I swear there was something else I wanted to talk to you about.
You can talk to me about anything, bro.
I know. I feel comfortable with you, bro.
I'm glad. It's a good sign.
It slipped my mind.
That's all right, bro.
Yeah.
It'll come back. Oh, that tripped me out. What time are we at? I can't say from here.
Fuck, I thought it said 1 hour 60.
Oh.
It's going to be like, holy fuck.
God damn.
1 hour 6.
Oh, true. Fuck.
Quick, eh?
That went real quick.
Fucking hell.
Jesus.
That's where they go quicker and quicker.
They do. It's good.
It's always a good time with you.
Oh, I love it.
Always a good time with our mates as well.
Oh, of course.
Tuning in.
Always Tuesday. Tuning in. More and more every week as well.
Yeah.
It's good.
We love you guys.
We love you.
All right.
Just scare them off.
Yeah, scaring the holes.
Stop scaring the holes.
Bye. Bye.